We're recording. Go ahead. And,
okay. Here we go.
All right.
No one plays the thing.
This is What Jail's Like coming to you live from a car.
From my mom's car.
From Eric's mom's car that she's been kind enough to let us borrow. And What Jail's Like is going on the road this week. Don't. We're doing this on tape so that they don't know until it's far too late. But that's the sound of Eric pulling out of the driveway.
And coughing.
And the cat goes scattering. And here we go, out of the driveway.
That was a pedestrian we almost killed.
Ooh. Yes, and here comes the curb.
That's the sound it makes when you drop a little tiny Pontiac off of a curb. That couldn't have been good. Couldn't have been good at all.
So thank you very much for tuning in. Everything that you hear is live verite from wherever we are in a variety of locations across the Champaign-Urbana and beyond area.
Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, dun!
Dun! This is odd.
It is kind of weird. It is definitely kind of weird. Thank you very much to WEF for loaning us the equipment to do this. It's... It's a very nice little scratched-up tape recorder. It's got a lot of native charm to it.
Yes, native. I would definitely say native charm.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out of that Martha Stewart collection.
Mm-hmm. Native Charm, the sequel to Richard Wright's Native Son, somewhat less explosive. Okay, we're driving down a real Champaign-Urbana street. A real Champaign-Urbana teenager was staring at us and nodded us.
He just gave us the nod.
Yes.
Well, you know, the head bob.
Recognizing us as an example of the youth in which he is also taking part.
Right.
And we're coming up to an intersection now. So I think we're heading for the highway. Is that the idea?
I believe we're heading for the highway.
Okay.
We're going to get out on the highway.
We're going out on the open road.
Because, you know, life is a highway. And, you know, I want to ride it all night long. I want to ride it hard and put it away wet. That's what I want to do. To the highway.
Sounds like a decent way to spend an afternoon.
And by the transitive property of mathematics, therefore life.
So we're going out on the highway to find the American Dream. We've spent about a year and a half in the studio, and the American Dream has not showed up to us.
No, so we're going out looking for it.
Yeah, although I suspect that the American Dream is effectively nothing more than, you know, girls bringing us milkshakes. Or at least, you know, whatever it is, it's not as good as girls bringing us milkshakes. And we've achieved that. But we're going to try to find now the American Dream out in the highway. And hopefully mercilessly ridicule it.
Right. You know, I've just had a feeling, a reaction here. We're audio taping this. I got this really bad feeling that we're going to get into a hellish car accident. Possibly even die.
Yeah?
This may well be the last broadcast.
This very well could be the last broadcast.
A Blair Witchian, if you will. Last testament. But in a comedic sense as opposed to, like, you know, a horror thing going on.
Well, this thing is really solid metal, so once they pry this thing out of my abdomen, this tape recorder, they'll have a great couple minutes, assuming, you know, that you can actually give us some time before the accident. That would be good.
Oh, yeah. I'm not purposely going to get us in an accident.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to die.
Well, I'd just like to get out of the introduction first, is all that I'm
yeah.
saying, you know?
Probably be the best thing to do.
Reach some sort of epiphany.
Yeah. That's a good word.
Oh, thanks.
Epiphany. Epiphany.
Epiphany. All right, so we're going to be approaching the highway. We'll be back with you in a moment.